This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Dan Karpuk, and we have a huge Monday Night Football odds boost because the Patriots are playing in Monday Night Football tonight. So we have an odds boost for you on the Patriots to win by 8-plus points and 41-plus total points boosted from plus 250 to plus 300. At BetMGM. The value here, I will get to my Patriots pick for this in a minute, which syncs up perfectly with this odds boost. I like the over here, 41 plus total points to be scored. Mac Jones returning. This is a very real possibility, and I love the value in this odds boost.
Yeah, isn't this one of these games where, you know, it's a cold day in Foxborough in the fall, and can't you just see the Patriots defense just dominating from start to finish? Yes. I'm going to get more as to why I love the Patriots running game so much in a second, but I just feel like this is going to be a complete beatdown here. I think the Patriots are going to be able to do whatever they want on the offensive side of the ball. And, you know, the real question mark here, I think, is this Bears offense, particularly the passing game, which we'll get into more here. But this Patriots offense right now is clicking. Like you just said, Mac Jones is coming back. And I think that the Patriots defense actually has a good chance to score a touchdown or two on their own in this game.
Yeah.
Just based on the conditions, based on the fact that Justin Fields can't throw the ball downfield too much. And I think that Bill Belichick's going to make his life absolutely miserable tonight. So at plus 300, I think there's some really, really solid value here.
Yes, and it is important to note that this game is in Foxborough. I'm not sure the Bears know this because they tweeted out a graphic of a bear saying the Bears are coming for this game, but the background is the Old North Church in the north end of Boston, and that is Boston, not Foxborough. So yeah, the narrative of the broadcast also showing like, oh, here's Boston, 40 minutes outside of Foxborough. Okay, we'll show Foxborough. The game's not in Boston. So that just plays along with that, and I think we need to really mark down the fact that this game is in Foxborough, and maybe the Bears will get lost and end up in Boston, and then traffic
those
will be
Foxborough
so bad.
Those Foxborough fans are going to remember that. That's bulletin yes. board material for them.
Yep. Too, exactly. If they end up in Boston, really bad traffic, the Bears don't make the game. Got to forfeit.
That's right.
The Patriots win. So there's a win for Mac Jones and not Bailey Zappi. We do love Bailey Zappi, though. Head to betql.com/boost to see all of today's best odds boosts and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And follow us on Twitter at Daniel Karpuk and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for this game. I love Patriots -8.5.
No.
I know.
Really?
The number is a little, I mean, some people are like, I don't know about this number. I like it. With Mac Jones coming back, as much as I love Bailey Zappi and the whole Zap, I have Zappi fever, like you wouldn't believe, Mac Jones should be starting this game. He is the number one pick. He is the starting quarterback of this team. So he should be starting, as much as I wish it was Bailey Zappi. And I think he is going to be return of the Mac tonight. And the Patriots will cover this spread. I think they've covered the spread in their last three games. And I think they can keep that going here on the stage of Monday Night Football. The Bears are on a three-game losing streak, of course, and failed to cover the spread in two of their last three games. The defense has found their groove, I think, the past couple weeks. They shut out the Lions, who were before that a very high scoring team. They outscored the Browns 38-15 last week. So I think no matter, you know, Mac Jones, Bailey Zappi, I think if either quarterback was starting tonight, they would win this game. So I'm confident in Patriots -8.5.
Yeah, I think either quarterback starting would be completely fine because I'm really high on this Patriots rushing attack right now.
Yeah.
So Ramondre Stevenson, Damian Harris is going to be back for this game as well after a 1 week absence from injury. But this Bears defense has allowed 163 rushing yards per game this season, the fourth worst mark in the league. Not only that, on the road, 194 rushing yards per contest. That's the league's worst. So that's Monday's game is in Foxborough. Just wanted to confirm that once again in
not
case
in the
there's
harbor.
Any confusion. Exactly.
So, be here, guys.
I love Ramondre Stevenson over 63 and a half rushing yards in particular. BetQL is projecting him at 90 rushing yards here. Damian Harris is going to be back, and that's why Harris's rushing yards prop is down at 63 and a half here. But I really think Stevenson has emerged as the RB1 in this offense, especially after scoring multiple touchdowns last week and then 161 rushing yards the week before. Both of those ended up being wins for the Patriots. We know Belichick loves to ride the hot hand and loves to win more than all else. So yes. I don't expect Harris to jump right back into the starter's role here. I expect a hefty workload for Stevenson once again. And also, this should be a game defined by the Patriots controlling the clock.
Yes.
Like, this Bears offense is going to really, really struggle to do much of anything here. And I think there's 35 carry potential between Stevenson and Harris here. And if Stevenson sees something like 15 carries, which is pretty conservative in this matchup, he should easily get over this number based on the recent form of Chicago's run defense, which once again is the worst in the NFL on the road. And New England's really committed to the run, and their presumed game script here as an 8.5-point favorite kind of leads me to believe that they're going to control the clock. They're going to wear the opposing defense down in typical Belichick fashion here. And BetQL as the cherry on top, like I already said, 90 rushing yards. That, the last time I checked, is over 63 and a half.
I think the
sky's the limit here for Stevenson.
I love it. Go Pats, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.